This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good, coming right into the microphone. Hi, welcome everybody to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to be along with you. Love the sound of the sixth gear when it clicks right in there like that and runs smooth. No problemos, no engine lights on, no smell, no rattling. You know, that's usually in my head. Anyway, hey, welcome into the Greasy Garage Studio. Here from the Auto World Plaza in Boise, Idaho. I'm Mark Evans, your host of Auto World. That's what you're listening to. That's right, Auto World, since 1992. Been on the airwaves many, many years. In fact, we're going to do a little celebration next week because we're getting close. Close to what? Well, the time of the year. Of course, as you all know, it's getting close to the end of the year, first of the year, all that. You know, a sandwich, we call that. Fried bologna sandwich, maybe, for you folks back there in the eastern states listening. Grew up back there in the Peoria, Illinois area, and born and raised in Peoria, actually, and then kind of flew out here with on that Airbus, they call it, that tube. Hey, it's got the two jet engines. Oh, flew right out here to Boise, Idaho, and been here ever since, many years back. So good to have you along, and thank you for taking your time to join me each and every week. This week I am back in the Greasy Garage Studio. Yes, it's pretty greasy around here. Why? It's not too far away from the Greasy Garage, where I actually do put, well, I guess you'd call it, I'm looking at it right now, I've got 8 fingers and 2 thumbs, and sometimes the thumbs do get in the way when you're fixing those cars. You got to tuck them in the back and get them out of the way to get the fingers out there. Oh, yeah, I got a great gift here, got a great gift. They're called I call them finger puppets, but they're finger gloves. It's got little flashlight, LED lights on the fingers. Makes it easier to get in there to take a look to see what you're going to have to fix. Because your car out there in the auto world that you're driving in is going to break down sooner or later, I guarantee it. I hate to say that, but the guarantees are there. That's right. Well, when I say that guarantee is because as you're watching that casino wheel go around, no, we're not in Vegas. We're in Boise, Idaho live right now in the Greasy Garage Studio from the Auto World Plaza. But as you drive into your auto world with your automobile, your car, your truck, your vehicle, whatever you might be driving, even that one tire skateboard that you see around your town, those kids are riding those things, they're crazy, big black rubber tire, and they got a skateboard on the top of it. Some of them have lights front and back, even a brake light on it. I mean, that's a form of transportation for the kids. Hey, kids, those things are going to break down. See, anything that moves is going to have parts and pieces that finally give up. So as your casino wheel gets higher and higher in numbers and the parts say, bye-bye, they're waving, bye, see ya. So just be ready for it. And that's what it's all about here on Auto World. I've been actually an automotive repair mechanic, technician, grease monkey, whatever you want to call me. Oh, yeah, I do have a phone number here at Auto World since 1992. That phone number, please interrupt me at any time, folks. You're the star of the show, period. 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Now, I've got email, and that email's for each and every one of you because we do have some great affiliates out there take the show delayed, different day maybe, different time, different hour. Yeah, you might be hearing me right now at lunch hour, and that's fantastic. So, and I do want to say hi to you out there if you're eating lunch right now or dinner or breakfast, and for you folks with taking the show and it's delayed and you're not getting an answer on that phone number. No, don't be screaming at me. Don't be screaming at Genesis Communications Network. No, scream at me on email and scream loud. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. That's one word. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. And I'll get to you. I guarantee you I get to you each and every week. What I do with your emails at the address of AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. I get those emails in, I print them out, and then I put them in the email bag that's sitting to the left of me. That's good to be back in the Greasy Garage Studio because when I go out remote and I go down the hall here and get in the race car studio or the Indianapolis 500 race studio or like we were at Chris Kringle's chemistry laboratory. I don't have that email bag sometimes with me because it's big and heavy. So I print them out, and then I reach in there, and we're going to do that here today on Auto World. So got a for you listeners out there that are brand new listening to Auto World, thank you. I appreciate you being new and coming in. And don't you feel like you're new? Oh, yeah, you're young again and new and refreshed. Well, Auto World is a three-hour show, 1, 2, and 3. You just pick hour 1, 2, or 3. It's like, let's make a deal, huh? No, you're going to listen to all 3 hours. And in order to do that, you're listening to us here right now in the great affiliate that's taking us. And if they're only picking the first hour, the second hour, if you only get 2 hours, that's okay. You can always Google Auto World Podcast and listen to me at any time there. And you can always go back and listen to some things if you might have missed it. Sometimes I get talking a little too fast. Motormouth here, Motormouth Mark. Anyway, I want to welcome, first off, let's do a shout-out right off the bat. A shout-out! Woo! A shout-out to a brand-new affiliate. And I'm very proud to have this affiliate with us. WGCL 1370 AM. Bloomington, Greenwood, Columbus, Bedford, Indiana. Welcome. Welcome into Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio. And, of course, all of you in those towns and the towns around, all little towns around those towns. Appreciate you joining us. And great to have WGCL 1370 AM in Indiana with us. Thank you. Appreciate that. And I'm going to make sure that I take all 3 hours and make sure that you're with us, because that means I have a lot more cars to fix in Indiana now, and I'm very proud to do that. Take all my wrenches out each and every week here on Auto World, okay? So that's what it's all about. My scan tools are out. I have, I'm talking about that. Oh, I forgot about this. Hang on a second. Oh, yeah, get the open sign up. Gotta let everybody know we're open. Gee, I got the lug wrench gun right here, too, to make sure the open sign doesn't fall off. We are open. Turn that air light on right there so we know we're on air. There we go. Okay, now the air light's on. We're good to go. Well, right here in Auto World for the folks here in the Indiana area. And, again, new affiliate in Illinois last week. Ooh, appreciate it. We've got a lot of new listeners. Thank you for being here with us. What is Auto World? Well, if you think about your Auto World, it's your whole life is wrapped around Auto World. That's right. Because you get in your car, you get in your truck, you get into some kind of a transportation device. A subway, you folks in Chicago, St. Louis, Denver. Oh, that Denver tram at the airport. You get on one, you get on off the other. You get on one, you get on the other one. You get on the other one, you're finally there. Well, your transportation parts, pieces, Auto World. You need help. So here in Auto World, I'm here to help you. ASC certified over 40 years in a lot of different divisions in a car, in a truck. Started with lawnmowers. I'm even certified in welding. Boy, you won't believe some of the things that my my customers bring me. When they see that welder, they know that I might have mentioned, I'm building a rat rod train.
What?
Yeah, a rat rod steam locomotive train. It's been in the Greasy Garage. We're having some fun with a little four-door Buick Park Avenue. We're making it into a rat rod, and we do a lot of cutting and welding. And when the customers see that, great customers and friends see that, they say, oh, you weld?
What?
Yeah, I weld. Next thing you know, I'm welding a bird bath. So there you are. So that's what it's all about, is fixing things. You could almost call the Greasy Garage a fix-it garage.
No, it's Greasy Garage.
Anyway, right here at the Greasy Garage Studio. So Auto World, we do trivia. We have a lot of shout-outs, of course. Salute, we do a lot of salutes. We do Glove Box Edition. What's in your glove box? You're going to share that with us sometimes. Maybe I might ask you to share that with us. Do a lot of course, the recalls. I want to keep you informed on what's happening with recalls. And, of course, we have the segment Auto Racing News constantly. We do a lot of great Auto World tips, interviews, industrial designers, leaders, presidents, vice presidents, engineers. That's just a taste of what we do here on Auto World. And we come back from the short little break. I'm going to tell you what's on the menu. First hour, second hour, and the third hour. Grab some popcorn, and we'll be right back right here on Auto World.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang, kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang, kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang. Oh, you pretty kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang, we love you and him. Chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, what we'll do near, far, in a motor car, oh what a happy time we'll spend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four fender friend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four fender friend.
Chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang.
Oh, you pretty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, we love you and him. Chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, what we'll do near, far, in a motor car, oh what a happy time we'll spend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four fender friend.
bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang.
One thing about the chitty chitty bang bang, I think you did wear a mask driving that car, and you had the big goggles on driving that car. Big old goggles in the old days in the old cars you had to drive and wear. The accessories were on the body and not in the car and on the car, like the big wheels and the big tires the guys like on the big trucks. You gals like those big tires on those lifted trucks, too. I'm pretty sure of it. But, yeah, the accessories are the special lights and the running boards and the mud flaps, and it goes on and on and on. Back in the day, you just put the goggles and the mask on and had some fun with the weather. Hey, welcome back to the Greasy Garage Studio from the Auto World Plaza here in Boise, Idaho. Good to have you along. I'm your host, Mark Evans. And again, here on Auto World, you're the star of the show, folks, here on Genesis Communications Network, where we're broadcasting through all of our great affiliates throughout the United States and, of course, around the world on GCNLive.com. GCNLive.com. And, of course, a little housekeeping. And when I call housekeeping, that means where do you find Mark Evans when he's off the microphone? Well, I've got a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, of course, on the weekends and on the workday weeks. I'm out there with the wrenches. Put the microphone down, let it rest. I have a little special blanket I put over it, so it takes its rest period. Go to Auto World Podcast. Google it, Auto World Podcast, and you'll see a photo of me, a couple of them, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, our great friend General Motor George, he does all that, here at Genesis Communications. So, anyway, do that, and you'll be able to catch up with me there on some podcast, old shows, and every show is podcast. So, that's very honored. I've heard that DuPont Registries named Auto World one of the top automotive podcasts that there is. And so, I'm very honored. I salute the DuPont people. Thank you. Thomas DuPont's a great guy. Great guy. He likes wearing those bright colored pants when he's at car shows. And of course, here at Auto World, you don't need a mask today. You're sitting in your favorite chair, maybe in your car, your truck. Thank you. Appreciate it. Sitting in your favorite room. Maybe your man cave, your she shed. Ladies, thank you for joining me here. Safety glasses are allowed. If you want to put the safety glasses on and steel-toed boots, please do. Oh, yeah, and your coupons never expire here. Well, let's see what's going on here at Auto World for the 3 hours. Well, let's find out what's happening in the first hour of Auto World. Give you a little menu. Apple? Yeah, I bet you like eating apples. Well, this might have something to do with the company Apple. And did you see what? That over there. Over there. Where over there? No, did you see? Well, we're going to get to that segment. You're not going to believe that. Reese's Pieces. Oh, those are so good to eat. Well, you're not going to be able to eat these. That's coming up here in the first hour. And I've got, a trivia question that we're going to ask you here in just a little bit. Shoot that out to you. Now let's get to the second hour and let you know what's going up. Coming up here we drive this bad boy up into the curb and park it and get the curb feelers on. What's that stand for? Well, that's a segment we're going to do on the second hour. Oh, I don't know. What's that stand for? We're going to find out. Got a new name for you to share with you. And this segment we like to call, Is This the Best Time? Well, with radio, it's all about time. Well, in the second hour, we're going to find out, is this the best time? And we're going to do a thank you. We're going to do a thank you, period. And all that segment, I keep getting a lot of you emailing me, you can do that segment again? Please do. And that segment is called, What Happened on This Week in Automotive History? Yes, a lot of times I do this, what happened on this day, but this is what happened on this week in automotive history. Of course, we do trivia and take your calls, your emails throughout all 3 hours. Third hour, what are we going to do? Well, the hours that it takes. We're going to find out what that's all about. And the longest surviving cars of all time. Yes, we're going to go down the list, folks. We're going to probably, I don't like to do number one first. We're going to start out probably at number 10 and go on up. And we're going to find out and let you know the longest surviving cars of all times. Right there, third hour. But first and foremost, here at Auto World, you're the star. I always want to hear from you. If I can help you with your dog that's barking next door, the kitty cat that keeps, messing up your sandbox, if you know what I mean, I can help you. 855-660-4261 is the Auto World phone number, and Axelrod Alex is the producer of the show. He's sitting behind the GCN 2800. Oh, it's a mixer machine, GCN 2800. That thing must be 22 feet long and 18 feet wide. He's hanging above it. When you call in, he's going to take your call and make you sound good. at 855-660-4261. Okay, I talked about that trivia question. Let's shoot that out. I've got a trivia for each and every one of you to think about. I'm going to let you know up front here. Sometimes I give you homework to do, and hey, I'm going to give you the week off, okay? No homework. But throughout the hour, you might want to stay tuned with that pen or pencil next to that paper. Like this trivia question, I'm going to shoot that out right now to you. Here it is. Who played the lead actor in the movie Gone in 60 Seconds? Here it is again. Who played the lead actor in the movie Gone in 60 Seconds? 855-660-4261. And don't be bashful, okay? But if you are, no problem there. You can email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's good, 28 hours a day, period. And we're going to get to the email bag each and every hour, too. Got a lot of emails I got to get to and share with you. And I did fix quite a few of the emails, though, this last week. And I tend to do that because I know that your car is your main, in your truck, your auto world is your main source of life. I do know that. It's a lifeline. And I do know that it's a lifeline for me. You know, how far is this grocery store away from your house? You got to eat, don't you? Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so you have to feed your car oil and gas, and you have to feed yourself apples, oranges, fruits, and vegetables. Oh, meats, too, if you'd like. But you got to eat, too. So I got to make sure that I don't want a lot of you. Now, I've had some emails come in. This is a 911 emergency. And please type it in like that. I'll answer you first. I will. Some of you that don't want a 911 emergency call and just want to share something with me, hey, I'm going to get to you, too, period, through email. And I'm going to give you, I've always got a little gift for each and every one of you. That's just, I enjoy giving. It's a giving, it's always giving time of the year, isn't it? Yes, it is. Now, we're going to start first there, here on Auto World. We're going to start a new little game, I call it, that the crew came up with. And I said, yes, let's do it. It's called Pick and Tell. Yes, it's called Pick and Tell. What this is, it's very simple. Pick and tell. I'm going to pick a year, and you're going to tell me what favorite car for that year you like. That's your favorite. It's called Pick and Tell. We're going to take a little short break. We're going to come back and play Pick and Tell, and we're going to get to some trivia with my greasy, buttered-up popcorn fingers. Welcome back to Auto World here in just a few seconds. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Police say a U.S. service member shot people at random inside a bowling alley in Rockford, Illinois last night.
The shooter was still in the building. No officers fired their weapons that we know of at this point.
As Rockford's police chief Dan O'Shea, police identified the shooter today as 37-year-old Duke Webb. He's charged with multiple counts of first-degree murder and attempted first-degree murder. Three people were killed and three others wounded. There is no word on the motive. Webb is from Florida and was on active duty in the U.S. Army. He's being held in the Winnebago County Jail without bond and is scheduled to make his first court appearance on Monday. 63-year-old Anthony Quinn Warren. Warner, who's said to be paranoid with 5G technology, has been named a person of interest in the bombing in downtown Nashville on Christmas morning. Federal agents have raided a home tied to Warner. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Got my racing gloves on. Driving down the freeway. Oh, yeah. Got to have my racing gloves on. These things are just skin tight. I love it. The good grip and so I can grab that steering wheel and get going down the freeway. Hey, welcome back, everybody, to your show, Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Good to be here. Proud to be here. Very honored to have you join me each and every week here at Auto World from the Greasy Garage Studio. And welcome into the Greasy Garage Studio. I promise that I will not get you greasy. I'm raising my right hand. I'm promising you won't get greasy. Only in words. Only in words. Now, the new game we're doing here in Auto World, we're going to share this with you, and we're going to do this from quite a few different times during the weeks and years of Auto World. It's called Pick and Tell. Pick and Tell. Makes it easy, doesn't it? Pick and Tell. I'm going to pick the year, and you're going to call and or email and tell me what your favorite car for that year is. So, for example, I'm going to pick, let's do it right now. I'm going to pick the year 1999, right before that famous 2000, 200, two triple aughts, huh? So the year, I'm going to pick the year 1999, call or email and tell me what your favorite car was for that year, 1999. The number again here at Auto World is 855-660-4261. And or email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Let me know. Also, I've got Facebook out there. So if you go to Facebook, you'll just type in Mark Evans and my name, and you'll see me there sitting behind the microphone and probably in the greasy garage. And go ahead and friend me if you're not a friend already. And you can message me on that if you'd like. I've got that up and running. And also, we want to welcome the Auto World Radio Facebook site. We've got that up and running and going, rocking and rolling, and got a lot of neat stories and stuff there, too, that you might want to check out, movies and everything that the crew puts on and share with you, and you can share your events and everything that's happening there also. So what about this apple? Yeah, this red apple that a lot of you like to eat. Well, let's get to it. Well, Apple, it's not the Apple that you're eating. It's the Apple thing that you have in your right hand right now, and or it's not in your hand, but it's sitting there, and you've got me on, you're listening to me on it. It's called the cell phone. Well, Apple, the company Apple, yeah, they're getting in or thinking about getting into the self-driving. What? I said self-driving. That's right. Self-driving electric cars.
Oh,
well, some of them won't be self-driving. Some of them will be. But they're talking about getting into that electric car business and having it maybe ready for all of us in 2024. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, Apple, well, they've got a lot of money in their back pocket. Of course, Tim Cook, the CEO president that's running the company. Here's a little news on the electric car company thing. They're calling it, they've got a hidden laboratory. It's named SG5, supposedly, I guess. This hidden laboratory they have, SG5, maybe I can sneak in there in Sunnyvale, California. Maybe I can get into that lab and find out what's going on. Like I did Chris Krinkle's studio and his laboratory and find out how that sleigh flies. Well, anyway, it's called SG5 is a laboratory that they've been talking about, and supposedly it's Project Titan is the name of the car. And this Apple electric car, I don't know. They do have the money, period. I mean, they really do, to give us all an electric car. Now, that's almost scary. Now, you folks that... I'm not an Apple person. I like Apple. I do like to eat them, and I just don't have an Apple in my hand talking to you on it on my cell phone. I'm the Android guy. Oh, yeah. So I've been Android, and so I'm not the Apple side. My son is, and et cetera, and some relatives are, and there's nothing wrong with it. But talk about climbing into an Apple electric car and then having your Apple phone in one hand to drive the car, maybe? I don't know. Maybe, you know, there's a lot of new things happening, and Apple's getting into that. So Project Titan, self-driving systems currently being tested right now. They've been doing it, though, for quite a few years, truthfully. And they were in talks with BMW, the little i3 electric BMW that BMW put out. They were going to put that for the basis or slash the chassis underneath that bad boy and bring BMW in. But talks have said that they might not bring BMW in now. So, but here's a little bit of Daimler reported the end of talks also. Chrysler, Daimler is Chrysler. Fiat, etc. So they've been talking with a lot of people, but talking about the talking thing with the Apple car, electric car, self-driving electric Apple car. Elon Musk is the owner or operator, as you all know, of Tesla. And we do have some of our listeners own Teslas. And Elon Musk, the owner, operator, inventor, and all that of the behind the Tesla, he did go to Tim Cook with Apple back in 2004. And was trying to sell the company to Apple, Tim Cook. And Tim Cook said, "Nah, I don't need you. Why would I need you?" So, but at that time back in 2004, did any of us know that Apple was already in the works under the word electric? No, we did not know that. So that special little laboratory they have, it's working. SG5, that laboratory is pretty top secret. So a little bit of Apple news for you. And, again, electric's here knocking at the door constantly. Something is always knocking at the door when it comes to electric. Anyway, oh, man. Okay, let's do that pick and tell again. I'm going to pick the year, and you're going to tell me what car you like. I'm going to pick the year, which we did, 1999, and I want you to tell me what is your favorite car for that year. Party like it's 1999. Oh, yeah. Every day's a vacation, and the weekends are a holiday. Call us right here at Auto World at 855-660-4261 and or my email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Definitely. And I have a trivia question for you. I got a lot of, no homework, but I have a lot of live goodies for you to be involved here at Auto World today. The trivia question, the shout out here to it again, to you. Who played the lead actor in the movie Gone in 60 Seconds? Who played the lead actor in the movie Gone in 60 Seconds? And I've got a little bit of history, and I'm going to share that with you, too, when we get that answered, about the movie Gone in 60 Seconds, the original movie of Gone in 60 Seconds that's behind me in my greasy garage studio here. A very interesting story. I will share with share that with you as soon as we get calls and some emails in on that. You're going to enjoy that because I've never really shared those stories with anybody. Again, 855-660-4261 right here at Auto World. Now, it's time, right before the break. Why not? Did you see what? See that over there? Where? Over there. Did you see it? Did you see the world's strongest man competition lately? Huh? What's that have to do with cars? Well, or Auto World. Oh, the world's strongest man competition. Those boys have got some big arms on them, and they got some big legs. Well, they came into our world, my world, your world, Auto World, by picking up. It was one of the competitions they do. They have to, each and every one of them always have, the winner picks up, carries things like this, and they have to see who can pick up and hold the, you know, the barbell and that stuff, you know, the big tractor tires over their head. I mean, I'm serious. This is crazy, the stuff these guys are picking up and carrying, and whoever does the longest period of time or carries it the farthest wins the what title? The World's Strongest Man Competition. Well, they stepped right into my world, Auto World, by picking up a complete V8 engine block.
Oh,
yeah, a V8. You know, a V8 engine that you all have in your trucks. You might even have a V8 in that Jeep. Oh, yeah, an SRT Jeep. I bet you might have that in there, that Hemi. Well, he picked up the V8. Not only did he do that, he picked up the rear differential of a monster truck. Then they picked up both of their the rear axle tubes and carried them over to a point and put them on a table. Auto World is everywhere. Well, we're going to be right back after a short break, and I've got more trivia to share with you. I'm going to pull it over to the curb just for a second. We'll be right back. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XE family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you along. Had to wipe my hands off, got all the popcorn butter on them. It's always good to have a little popcorn around. Salty. I can't have any salt anymore, darn it. It's kind of like I can't put sugar or salt in your gas tank on your car either. That would not make it run good. Hey, welcome back to the Greasy Garage Studio. Thanks for taking your time out to climb in the studio with me each and every week here on Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans, a guy that's got a lot more oil in his blood than blood. Hey, shot that trivia question out there for each and every one of you to get. Well, I've got gifts, yes, and no, it's not a new truck, not a new car, but I have some small little gifts that I'd like to hand out and send to you and all that come in to me here at the Greasy Garage Studio at all times, so we'll send those out. But the question is, this week here on Auto World, who played the lead actor in the movie Gone in 60 Seconds? Now, there's two movies there. You got the old original Gone in 60 Seconds, and you got the new. Well, the new one, Gone in 60 Seconds, is the one I'm talking about. So you got the old one, Gone in 60 Seconds, and the newer one. It's not brand new, but it's newer than the older one. Does that make any sense? That doesn't make any sense at all. Wait, who played the lead actor in the movie Gone in 60 Seconds? And Trey, one of our local charter members here on Auto World. He says, I'm old school. He emailed me in at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's how you answer that question. All one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And or my phone number is 855-660-4261. Trey, he says, I'm old school. As you know, he wrote, directed, and starred in the movie that most likely did all the Sons as well. He says he enjoyed the show as well, and he says the charter member, and he says the gentleman was the Toby Halicki. And Trey, I do. I know I've sent you some gifts out. I got more gifts for you, Trey. And I do. You're right, Toby Halicki. That is the main actor of the original Gone in 60 Seconds. And Toby, there's a lot there that I can share. I got to actually interview his wife Denise Halicki in Beverly Hills. And that was right at the time back in the year of, gosh, I think it was 1998, 1999. Denise and I sat behind the microphone on Concourse on Rodeo Drive, and we talked. And I wanted to know, because Toby's no longer with us. He did crash in doing that movie. And that whole, Denise, a great gal, and she gave the approval for the new movie, Gone in 60 Seconds, with that lead actor. And we're going to get that answer, who was the lead actor in the new Gone in 60 Seconds. But Toby and Denise Halicki, they actually, Toby wanted to, he had a wrecking yard, and he actually wanted to go ahead and do a movie stealing cars. And he shot that idea over to the movie businesses, NBC, CBS, etc. There's quite a few of them that he went into their offices, knocked on the door, said, hey, I got an idea. Let's do a movie, and we'll see if we can steal these cars in 60 seconds. Gone in 60 seconds. That's what it's all about. So anyway, they said no, 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 and he went ahead and did that. And he did it in real life. And he did get those cars. Just so there's a lot there, more to this story. But anyway, I wanted to share that with each and everybody. And thank you, Trey, for answering that. Down in Southern Illinois, I believe, Trey, is where you're listening to us from. And I do appreciate you listening. Appreciate it. And I've got a little gift for you. Toby Halicki, he is the original main actor of Gone in 60 Seconds. Now let's find out, see if you know who the actor is of the newer Gone in 60 Seconds, who played the lead actor in the movie Gone in 60 Seconds. Well, hey, we got time. Let's go to the email. I got so many emails here this last week. I'm going to reach into the email bag, and I'm going to pull out an email. And each and every one of you do get a gift. Absolutely, there's one. And always do definitely want to make sure that, yeah, it's good to go. If you do not want me to read it on the air, I will not. Just say, type in, do not read this live. Just answer it off air. I will do that. This one's good to go. It says, hi, Auto World. Hope you're doing good. I am. Thank you. Appreciate that. I have a problem with our Ford truck making noise. It sounds like dice rattling around in a can. That's kind of like the Yahtzee dice, maybe, huh? Yeah, rattling around in a can. It only happens when going up the hills. We do have toys that we tow. The noise is really bad when I'm towing. I had my mechanic, Steve, take a listen, and he believes that the VVT sensors are bad. Mark, I wanted to get your opinion of what you think might be my problem with my Ford truck. That sounds like dice rattling around in a can. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. Well, I want to thank you. Appreciate you emailing in. And he says, you're listening from the cabin in Sandpoint, Idaho. Well, hey. Hi, Sandpoint, Idaho. Let's do a shout-out. Shout-out to Sandpoint, Idaho. Our station that takes Auto World up there is KSPT 1400 AM. Sandpoint, Kootenai, Priest River, Clark Fork, Idaho. Good to have you folks along up north, Idaho, from where I'm sitting. Beautiful area. Beautiful, beautiful. And I kind of feel like I'm in your cabin now. Oh, I got my boots off. My feet are up against the fire that you got going. I appreciate you starting that fire, keeping it nice and warm. Anyway, hey, let's get back to the Ford. Okay. Your Ford rattling like you got a Yahtzee can. You guys have been playing Yahtzee, huh? During the break. Anyway, hey, that rattling. And Steve, your mechanic could be correct. The VVT sensors, for each and every one of us, what's VVT stand for? Variable valve timing sensors. And it's a Ford. You didn't say anything about what year of Ford. That doesn't matter. But this does matter. Your VVT sensors, if they are going out, that they're lubricated by oil. And if you don't change your oil enough, that the VVT sensors will get basically dried up. They will not accept the oil. And then that's what adjusts the timing, literally, of your valves. That'll create rattling if those VVT sensors are if you don't get good clean oil in there. See, that's kind of like an old lifter on an old engine. You got to make sure you change your oil constantly and make sure the good clean oil's in there. But now one thing I want to ask, is there any engine light on? And if there's no engine light on, the VVT sensors are okay, period. So if the light's on, you scan it. And if it says the code for VVT sensors, I think it's 203 for the Ford, roughly. educated guess there, you might want to replace those. But if not, you got carbon buildup. You got carbon buildup on that Ford truck. That's why she's pinging. You can't take and adjust the distributor anymore in the new cars because what distributor? It's all done electronically. So you get, it's an easy fix. There's no engine light on. I want you to put some concentrated fuel injector cleaner. Where? In the fuel tank. You got carbon buildup. If you're going up a hill, folks, and it's pinging, like this gentleman here with the Ford truck, no engine light on, you get carbon buildup. And what happens is the carbon buildup on the top of the pistons, on top of the valves there in the combustion chamber, causes a higher compression, causing you to ping, 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 ping. And remember, change the oil. So again, if you're guilty and you didn't change the oil, excuse me, on the Ford truck here, as much as you should, every 3,000 to 4,000, you've got some VVT sensors there that are gooed up and not getting the oil they need in order to be adjusted correctly. That's an easy one. Thank you for calling in, emailing, and shout out to KSPT, 1400 AM, up in Sandpoint. Good to have you along. Good to have you along. Absolutely. Beautiful. Oh, the hills and the big, huge pine trees. Oh, the air is just pristine up there at the Sandpoint area. Of course, the Coeur d'Alene Lake, etc. Oh, I got to stop. I got to leave the cabin now. Well, I want to thank everybody. The garage door is now rolling down the first hour here on Auto World. We'll thank Axelrod Alex, the producer of the show. Thank you, Axelrod Alex. Of course, General Motor George, he's my chief engineer who keeps me wired each and every week. Audi Adam, you know, that car that's got all the rings on the front there. Audi Adam, always out taking care of my affiliates and the new affiliates. Appreciate it. Adam, Lugnut Lee, our program director and marketing manager. T-Bird Ted, the founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network. My personal chauffeur, slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. Drive safe, folks, and motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.